Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk, intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Good Sunday morning, and thank you for catching my drift on another beautiful Sunday. Got a great show ahead of us today. Let's start out, though, and get business out of the way. My sponsor this half hour, Brighton Ford. If you're looking for a new Ford and you haven't seen one lately, get on up to Brighton Ford, or you can call Scott Spittler, 800-519-4155. Todd and Scott Spittler run Brighton Ford, and they have a great selection of the new Fords, and they have a great used car lot as well. Now, I've bought three cars now from Brighton Ford, and I get all my service done at Ford, at Brighton Ford. And you can peruse the lot at brightonford.com. That number again, 1-800-519-4155. Now, I get all my service done as well at Brighton Ford, and you can get some great deals on oil changes, alignments, and brake jobs. And you can see the coupons I have at currentonline.com, CourantOnline.com. Great place to buy a car. They've got me sold. So give Scott a call, 1-800-519-4155. Now, here on The Drift, you can get hold of me at Gary at The Daily Drift and send your comments in, or call 734-822-1600 on any of the stuff we're talking about today or last week or whatever you got on your mind. Love to hear from you. But I want to start out this morning with something from Michigan Capital Confidential. Now, Michigan CapCon, we have links at currentonline.com and The Daily Drift every day. If you're not following Michigan Capital Confidential, you should be. These guys do a great job keeping track of not only national stories and national politics, but right here in Lansing, they really are the best place to get your information for what's happening with the legislature and the governor in Lansing. So I want to start out with a story by Tom Gantert, who's one of the preeminent reporters, I feel, at Michigan CapCon. He's talking about union sues Indiana governor, claiming the right-to-work law enforces slavery. Now, you want to talk about a stretch. That's a stretch. The union is suing Governor Mitch Daniels over right-to-work legislation, saying that it violates the 13th Amendment. And that's the amendment that outlaws slavery. In the lawsuit, they claim that requiring dues-paying union members to work alongside non-union personnel is slavery. Like, come on, you got to be kidding me. Ed Maher is a spokesman for International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 150, didn't return a message left on his phone. Well, go figure. This is not one I'd want to try and spin for anybody. It's an absolute ludicrous statement to make. And you want to talk about stupid lawsuits, this has got to be one of them here. Now, Patrick Wright, the senior legal analyst there for Mackinac Center for Public Policy, said the union's claim was, as I just said, ridiculous. And on the phone with us right now, we have Tom Gantert from Michigan CapCon. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Good to talk to you finally. You are one of my favorite writers out of CapCon, so glad to finally get a chance to talk to you. Put a full page for you guys in our newspaper every month because I frankly believe not enough people are reading you guys. I mean, you guys really do a great job, so I want to thank you for that and all the hard work you do. But let's talk about this union suing Governor Mitch Daniels.
Okay. You know, our legal analyst you were talking about, Patrick Wright, discovered this while he was going through the lawsuit. And he just sent out an email to everybody, and I read it, and I said, you know, we have to do a story on this. And, you know, if you actually I can read you right from the lawsuit, I'll read you one sentence, why they claim it's slavery. It says, the statute also requires dues dues-paying union members to work alongside non-union personnel, and that is compulsory service and or involuntary servitude within the meaning of the 13th Amendment. And, you know, Patrick called it ridiculous. I think it's beyond that, because what this ignores is that, unlike slavery, if they don't like their job, they could always quit and get another one. Slaves didn't have that opportunity.
Obviously. Right. Yeah, and if you're working, just because one guy's paying dues voluntarily, which is really all right to work does, correct?
Right.
So this guy's paying dues because he chooses to, but the other guy chooses not to. I don't see it. How in the world is that slavery?
You know, I will tell you what. We do a lot of stories on rhetoric from unions and union members who don't get it. And we just did a story that got a lot of publicity on the Michigan Education Association and a teacher who was upset that over the passage of a bill that was going to ruin her plans to retire at age 47.
Right, and I read that one. We linked that one up at the Drift, too, because right. Just an outrageous story, and I'm so glad you guys point these out.
By the way, she was quoted in other newspapers that didn't mention that she wanted to retire at 47, because she testified on that. But, it's not only where these people are getting publicity, but just other news sites aren't picking up on what's going on here. Why do I bring that up? Because I think that's part of the rhetoric that unions seem to do. And personally, I think it's damaging. Because when you hear things like a teacher complaining that she can't retire at 47, or a union that says the right to work is illegal because it's going to create slaves, I think most Americans would look at that and say that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, let's hope they do anyways. But, you know, the way the media covers it, and you hit a good point there, they didn't cover that. In fact, they go the other direction.
They did cover it. They just put her comments in that about how it would impact her retirement. They never bothered to say that she had plans to retire at 47.
Right. Like we could all retire at 47 would be nice, wouldn't it?
I'm never retiring. I got to get in college. So.
Well, that's me. I'm going to be one of those guys working at Walmart doing the greeters.
But, you know, it's like you asked me, how can they say that? I had a teacher call me up, and he was very upset with that article about retiring at 47. And at the end of the day, she's making $70,000 a year. I told her, I said, you know, you're making $70,000 a year in Michigan. And she was in the Flint area, so that's a good salary. I said, you got health care, very good health care, that you're now having to pay, more. But she was probably having to pay, our estimate was about $80 more a month for her health care. And I said, you know, that's not a bad life in Michigan. And she stopped and she said, no, you're wrong. It sucks. And it was, she believed that. And, you know, I don't know. I think the reason why we do a lot of these stories is to point out that there is this, I don't know if you want to call it entitlement, but there's this belief going on among unions that, it's not rational. You know, a $70,000 salary in Michigan is a good life. You know, to say that you're a slave because you have to work along someone who's not paying dues is disrespectful to the civil rights movement and what they endured, which is pretty well chronicled.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for those people who got their freedom under the 13th Amendment, it's insulting to them as well. I mean, it's absolutely crazy that you hit it on the head. I think when you said entitlement, that's what's happened across this country in just about every aspect of our society. Everyone wants, they feel they deserve something, and where did that begin in our country?
I don't know. When we write these stories, I get a lot of teachers, and their theme to me is, why do you hate teachers? And it's just like, I don't hate teachers. I don't understand your point of view, where you come up and, you know, there was a story we wrote just the other day was from that same hearing. We had another teacher that said that if he knew the changes that were going to be made to his health insurance, he never would have went into teaching. And it's just like, you're kidding me. You would never gone into teaching because you have to pay $116 more a month for your health care when you retire? You know, and it's a lot of people were telling me, I worked at the Ann Arbor News as a reporter. We had what was called a lifelong guarantee to a job. And that is until they closed the newspaper. So it's because those things happen. That's life. You know, there's no such thing as guarantees. You know, and when Michigan was in the economic malaise that it was in, it doesn't make sense to think that nothing's going to change. You know, right. The woman who called me on the phone and was complaining that she makes $70,000, I looked it up. The average, you know, we're in that area where she was from, the average per capita income was about $16,000. So she's doing well, much better than the people that live in her area. And those are the people that you know, if she wants more, those are the people that she's going to be taking it from.
Right. And that's all a matter of perspective. You know, for that kind of salary, you can buy three homes in Flint with all the foreclosures up there, you know.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, when she was complaining about why that $70,000 wasn't enough, she was talking about the very same things going on in my life. You know, she says, well, I've got a son that needs braces. I got a son in college. And it's just like, well, me too. You know, it's like everybody has those things going on. And not everybody in Michigan is making $70,000 a year.
Right, exactly.
You know, especially, you know, and I hate to say this because it's part of the process, but you get 3 months off too. You know, that's a nice benefit.
Yeah, I bring that one up all the time, and teachers always say, no, it's not really 3 months off. I'm like, all right, well, maybe it's 2.5 or two, but you're still getting a good chunk of the year off. That's more vacation than most of us get.
Right, and it's a nice thing. I don't hold it against them that they get those vacation times off, but I do think that it's a benefit, you know, that if you get that much time off.
Right. Well, thanks so much, Tom, for all the work that you guys do. We'll have you on again because I really love the stories you do, and now that I know how to get hold of you, we'll get you on a little more often. If you can ever get up early in the morning and come sit in the studio with us. I know it's a long drive from where you're at, though. So
I'm in the neighborhood a lot. So.
Yeah, well, let me know when you're coming. We'll have you sit in with us. So thank you again so much, Tom Gannert from Michigan Capital Confidential. All right, so we're going to run into a break, and when we get back, we'll continue. And make sure you're doing your homework and reading The Drift on a daily basis and catching those stories. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Your advertising dollar needs to go a long way, and it does with Wham Talk 1600. You can't find a more affordable economic bang for your buck. The yellow pages? That's covered with dust lost in a closet someplace. Cable television? Nobody watches cable TV during the day. They may watch 3 hours at night at best. Music radio? Music radio is background noise. Same tired tunes over and over again. Nobody's listening. That's not the case with Wham Talk 1600. You can't turn off Wham Talk 1600 radio. It's fresh and interesting day or night. People are listening. Around the clock, people listen. You're listening right now. So are your potential customers, and we cover all of southeastern Michigan with talk radio and information people pay attention to. This is talk and information radio people are talking about. Your business needs to be heard on Michigan's most exciting talk radio station. Your business needs to be advertising on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-971-1600 today. That's 734-971-1600 for our super affordable rates and super advertising results. Start advertising today on Wham Talk 1600.
It's time for This American Voice with Theron, brought to you by Flying Dutchman Management. Now here's Theron.
As Fox News slides ridiculously towards center-left and we lose the only real fair and balanced news outlet we have, Sally Cohen, Leslie Marshall, Alan Combs, Bob Beckel, and the firing of Glenn Beck and Andrew Napolitano have shown just how effective Soros and Media Matters truly are. Even Red Eye sucks now. I find myself turning off Fox more and more and turning on nature specials on the Discovery Network. Even the Green Channel nature specials are more educational on the conservative front than Fox, which threw Beck and Napolitano were the premier top of the heap conservative. Conservative Connect the Dots programming. Yep, you can learn a lot more about real-life conservative principles by watching a howler monkey devour a still-alive struggling insect in the jungle canopy than you can in the new and not-so-improved Fox News Network. Life is not fair. Life is a brutal dog-eat-dog, howler monkey-eating live insect world. Yep, only the strong survive. Conservatives must learn to connect the freedom-loving dots on their own without what used to be a news and educational resource. If you can't, America gets eaten alive by progressive, predatory Democrat howler monkeys. Can you connect the dots on your own? I hope so.
Ann Arbor's Hogback Office Center off of US 23 and Washtenaw Avenue offers a beautiful rolling 5-acre country atmosphere. Your clients will be more than impressed. The professional office suites at the Hogback Office Center range from 960 to 5,000 square feet. They're very competitively priced and your clients will appreciate free parking. Call Susan Watrous at 734-971-4000 for more information or visit FlyingDutchmanMGT.com.
Every pet comes with a unique set of hopes and dreams.
Will he chase balls?
Will she be friendly?
Will he catch frisbees?
And lifelong wishes.
Will they be healthy?
Start with early and regular visits to your veterinarian for vaccinations and disease protection. Regular exams help diagnose, treat, and prevent serious health problems.
Will he love long walks?
Will they be healthy? See that your new pet grows up healthy and happy. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
Brooks Cushman is a nationally recognized full-service intellectual property law firm that helps their clients thrive by applying the right resources, right technical expertise, and right costs for all clients. Whether you need help with a patent, trademark, or litigation matter, at Brooks Cushman, the attorneys are responsive and accommodating to their clients' needs. Brooks Cushman has offices in Southfield, Michigan, and Los Angeles, California. You can visit them at www.brookscushman.com. That's Cushman with a K. Again, that's www.brookscushman.com. Cushman with a K. Or at 248-358-4400. Again, 248-358-4400. Protect your idea the right way with Brooks Cushman.
Hi, we're talking to real smokers about quitting. Tell me when you smoke and why you smoke.
Eat, cigarette, kids, cigarette, dinner, another cigarette.
One on my way to lunch, one after lunch.
And another cigarette, and another cigarette.
Have you tried to quit?
Yes. I become angry.
It ain't that easy. You can't just quit cold turkey. I tried.
What would you do different?
Actually having a plan and thinking it through.
You have to relearn how to live your life without a cigarette in your hand.
With the right plan, you can quit smoking. Free at becomeanx.org. X, a new way to think about quitting. Brought to you by X and the Ad Council.
This is the Clark Cast with Matt Clark.
In 2019, we will be paying more in the interest, not the debt itself. Yeah, that's a different number. The interest on our debt will exceed our defense budget. The interest alone, yes, I'm saying this again because I'm hoping it's resonating with you. The interest alone on our debt will exceed our defense budget.
The Clark Cast, every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Wham! You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Oh, good morning and welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift here on Wham! Talk 1600. You know, you've got to spend a little time doing your homework. Don't believe anything that I say or any of the talk show hosts say. You can go online and follow the Daily Drift or the Drudge Report or any of these internet sites that bring the news to you, because it's information you're not going to get from watching the evening news on Channel 2, 4, and 7. CNN won't give it to you. MSNBC won't give it to you. You'll get it from Fox most of the time, but even they don't go real deep on some of these things. With the internet, you can do all the information research that you need to make an informed decision. So when I tell you things on the radio here, or if I write things in the paper, I don't expect you to just believe me. You don't know who I am. But I do expect you to at least question it. Go verify it or prove me wrong. I would love nothing better than to have somebody call me up and prove me wrong. Prove it. I'm an intelligent guy. I'm a good listener. Let me know what you're thinking. 734-822-1600. Now, the GOP did a weekly address. They do this every week in response to the president's address. And this week, the GOP decided to have Missouri Senator Roy Blunt do the weekly address. And this guy's name is appropriate. He's blunt. He's to the point. And I'm surprised we haven't seen more of him on the national scene. Maybe we will after this. The first thing he was talking about in this, and we're going to dissect the speech. We're going to go into this a little bit. Let's start with track one, Derek. This is Senator Roy Blunt.
With Election Day less than 7 months away, we've heard a lot from President Obama lately about so-called economic fairness. If we're going to talk about economic fairness or about fairness, one of the most pressing economic issues facing families, seniors, and job creators in Missouri and across America is the strain of skyrocketing gas prices. Fuel costs are on track to hit an average of $4 a gallon by summertime. That's more than double what they cost when President Obama took office, and it marks a record high for the last 2 months. Perhaps we shouldn't be surprised. As a candidate, the president said that energy costs, his quote, he said, would necessarily skyrocket under his plan. Well, that's probably one promise the American people wish he hadn't kept.
I know we've played that track from Obama repeatedly, and I hope it keeps getting played. Because it is what he and his energy secretary, Stephen Chu, want. They've said multiple times they want to see gas prices in the United States to be equivalent to what it is in Europe, $8 to $10 a gallon. Now, we already passed $4 a gallon here in the Ann Arbor area, and now it's actually coming back down. But let's not forget, sometime between now and Election Day, there's going to be a strike on Iran, and your gas will once again skyrocket. I'm still putting $20 on the fact that we'll be $5 a gallon before Election Day. Doesn't surprise me in the least. And what he starts out with in that segment was the fairness. You know, we're talking about fairness, making rich people pay more, I guess. When you work hard for your money and you save it up and pass it on to your children, you've already paid tax on it. And many of these people have that money saved up and it's earning interest income. That's why they pay 15%. That's capital gains. So you shouldn't have to pay it again. But the fairness comes in a consumption tax. And that's what people don't seem to understand. If you want real fairness, make it on consumption. Don't make it on income, because rich people spend far more than poor people do. We'll save that for another show, but that's what it comes down to. And paying high gasoline taxes is unfair. Rich people can afford $5, $10, $15 a gallon. But if you're poor, if you need to put in 20 gallons into your tank every week, you can't pay high gas prices. That's an unfair tax on poor and middle-class people. The government should be making the environment as readily available for production to grow in this country, especially here domestically. They should be doing that. Because if you don't, the fairness goes away. And those of us who are poor, those of us who are middle class, end up paying more of our spendable income on gasoline going into our car. So it's not fair. Now, he also goes on to talk about what the Senate is doing. And let's go with track two, Derek.
This administration is focused on the wrong things. The latest example was the Senate's vote this week on the so-called Buffett tax, a gimmick that would do nothing to jumpstart jobs or lower fuel prices for average Americans who are really struggling to make ends meet and has a lot of negative consequences. My colleagues across the aisle readily admit that this bill would not help our struggling economy. In fact, the lead sponsor of the Buffett tax admitted on the Senate floor this week that, according to him, quote, the aim of this bill is not to lower the unemployment rate or the price of gasoline.
So even the Democrats are admitting this Buffett rule is nonsense. And let's be square. The analysts are saying if you install the Buffett rule, it's going to bring in $47 billion in revenue. $47 billion. Do you know what $1 trillion is? Do you have any clue what $1 trillion is? We had a listener, Tommy Williams, who sent me a wonderful video that explains our budget in very simple, very quick terms. I've got several of them on our website at currantonline.com, CourantOnline.com. Click on the Daily Drift, and right above the daily news that I put up there, you'll see a couple of videos, and you need to watch those videos. Take a few minutes out of your day and just go click on them. But it's a CPA who looks at the federal budget and tells you, we can't even balance the budget. You could wipe out the entire federal government and you still can't balance the budget because the entitlements. It's so huge. The $1 trillion of debt, $16 trillion in debt we now carry is so huge that the interest on it is unbelievable. That's the problem. We've spent and we've spent and we've spent. And I want to thank Tommy for sending that. So make sure you go to the Daily Drift. Click on the Daily Drift at currantonline.com and watch that video. Do yourself a favor. These are the things you can use to tell your neighbors, hey, it's got to stop. And I'm expecting you to do that. Please. I'm begging you. We have to make a change to this election. We have to make that change. There should be no arguments about anything. All this nonsense about women's, the war on women and all this other, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's what the liberals are putting out there to distract you from the real issue. The real issue is we cannot spend what we do not have. You can't. So make sure you go and educate yourself. Don't just vote this fall. Campaign this fall. For whatever candidates you plan on voting for, do something. Get five other people to vote for them as well. It's very important. We'll continue this discussion on Senator Blunt's message this week when we get back. Stay tuned.
On the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. The search continues in Tucson for a missing six-year-old girl. Her parents last saw Isabel Mercedes Celis tucked into her bed Friday night.
It's less likely that she wandered off based on all of the information that they've received. They've done a grid-by-grid search of this neighborhood and even researched it. So this has been a very extensive search.
Valerie Cavasso with Fox affiliate KGUN. The little girl reported missing early yesterday. Nicolas Sarkozy likely to face a runoff after today's French presidential election, where many are saying, why bother?
Some opinion polls are actually predicting that 25% of the around 43 million voters will abstain, so they'll actually cast a blank vote.
Amanda Walker with Fox sister network Sky News. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Brighton Tea Party will meet Thursday, April 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the American Spirit Center in Brighton. Guest speaker is Andrew Wolf, who will present a Wake Up America kit that will help your friends and neighbors understand what is happening in our country. All are welcome to attend. Visit the website at www.brightonteaparty.ning.com. The Fallen and Wounded Soldiers Fund is an all volunteer group of private citizens that raises money for Michigan vets whose combat or training-related injuries are creating financial hardships. Since 2005, they've raised and distributed directly to Michigan vets nearly $1 million for such necessities as food, rent, and home heating. The Fallen and Wounded Soldiers Fund's 7th annual dinner auction will be April 28th at the Suburban Collection Showcase located at 46100 Grand River Avenue in Novi. Guest speaker is Sebastian Younger, author author of War and director of the war documentary Restrepo. For tickets or to learn more, call 248-346-5976 or visit fwsf.org. Mother's Day should be a happy time for all moms. Unfortunately, too many moms are forced to spend Mother's Day living in community shelters, the victims of domestic abuse or homelessness. For these women, Two Men in a Truck has initiated Movers for Moms, a community-based program collecting items that will be delivered to women living at area shelters. To donate items, visit your local Two Men in a Truck, as well as South Arbor, East Arbor, Triumph, Quest, or Taylor Exemplar Charter Academies. For more information, visit twomeninatruck.com/movers for moms.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108.
Join us every Sunday morning for Wham's Weekend Worship. At 9 a.m., it's the Lutheran Hour, followed by the Christian Science Sentinel at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, we join Bethlehem United Church of Christ for their live weekly service. Finally, we visit the First Presbyterian Church of Ann Arbor from 11 to noon. Start your week off right with Wham Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift. 734-822-1600 is the call-in line. Or you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. My sponsor this half hour is The Current Newspaper, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, Current Newspaper, now mailing 30,000 copies to homes and businesses. We drop off another 5,000 from Howell to Ann Arbor and cover Hamburg, Pinckney, Brighton, South Lyon, Whitmore Lake, and everything in between. If you're doing advertising budget for print media, make sure you call Sam Iaquinto, 323-0777. Tell him Gary told you to call. Tell him to give you a special deal on advertising. We were talking about Senator Roy Blunt this last half hour, and we're going to go to track three because I think it hits it right on the head. This guy understands what's happening here in this country and what's happening with government policy. Let's go with track three, Derek.
Four out of five people hit by the new tax are business owners. With nearly 13 million Americans unemployed, the last thing we need is to raise taxes and create greater uncertainty for our nation's job creators. According to a recent survey by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, uncertainty and gas prices are the top concerns for small business. More than half of all small businesses said they weren't hiring because they said they weren't confident in the recovery. And a third said they weren't hiring due to the uncertainty driven by Washington. Well, we didn't do anything this week about either of those problems, and some of them can only be solved by a government doing its job.
A government doing its job. Well, we have currently a government that's not doing its job. The Senate hasn't passed a budget in almost 1,100 days. That's a problem. It's the uncertainty. The money hasn't disappeared. The money's still here in America. People are just sitting on it. They're putting it in CDs. They're putting it in places that aren't productive. It's that uncertainty. Even for the first 2 years of Obama's White House, when we had a democratically controlled Congress, a democratically controlled Senate, and a Democrat or socialist in the White House, there was still uncertainty. Why? Because they're wrong. That liberal progressive agenda is wrong for business. It's wrong. You had total certainty the first 2 years of the Obama administration. And nothing got done except for Obamacare. And that did absolutely nothing but bring more uncertainty. They're so uncertain about their agendas, they don't even want to pass a budget. Why? Because they're hiding the true cost of Obamacare. That's nonsense. It's uncertainty that's killing American business. And the business of America is business. We've heard it before. I've said it before. If we're not making money, we can't do the things we want to do. We can't help people. We can't be the do-gooders for the world and for our own population, for that matter. You want to feed the poor? You got to have money to feed the poor. You can't have money if you're giving it all to the government who are misspending it. GSA, ring a bell? How about these Secret Service agents in Colombia? When has that happened? When's the last time we had a scandal like that with the Secret Service? That starts at the top. Let's go with track four, Derek.
10 years ago, when gas prices averaged $1.45 a gallon, Senate Democrats blocked legislation that would have produced more domestic energy here in the United States and lowered the price today. They said the reason was, well, we wouldn't have that energy for 10 years. 10 years later, that's a pretty hollow excuse. In addition, the administration continues to block the Keystone XL pipeline. That's the nation's largest shovel-ready project. No taxpayer money involved. It would create thousands of American jobs and deliver more than 800,000 barrels of oil a day to our refineries from our best trading partner and our closest neighbor, Canada, all without costing taxpayers.
So they're using that same excuse. Here it is 10 years late, and they're still saying, drilling is not going to help us for another 10 years. You've been saying it for 10 years. How long are you going to keep using that lame excuse? I mean, if you vote Democrat this fall, you're just insane. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and getting nowhere. Stop voting for these Democrats. They haven't passed a budget. The Senate hasn't passed a budget in almost 1,100 days. Thank you, Carl Levin. Thank you, Debbie Stabenow. Where's the leadership from these two imbeciles? This man and this woman who are our U.S. senators from Michigan are not doing their jobs. They send out quaint little newsletters. I get one from Carl Levin. I don't get one from Debbie Stabenow. But it's pure and utter nonsense, and we have to remove them from office because they're not doing anything except supporting Obama's agenda. It's insane. So kudos to Senator Blunt. He did a wonderful job on his weekly address this week. We're going to move on to an editorial that came out of the Washington Examiner, which talks about why Democrats won't vote on a budget. Households make budgets. So do businesses and nonprofit organizations. Everybody's got a budget. Got to live by it, right? 1,086 days have gone by. So it's getting close to that 1,100 mark that I've talked about. That's the last time Democrats, who've controlled one or both houses, passed a budget. In April 15th of 2010, they both failed to meet the statutory deadline for passing budget for the first time ever. And it continues to this day, a year later. It's nonsense. Senate Democrats lost six seats in 2010, but they still maintained control of the Senate. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says it's difficult to pass a budget in election years. Well, this last year wasn't an election year. Why didn't you pass one then, Steny? Harry Reid, where are you on this? Under Senate rules, budget resolutions can pass with a simple majority. So it doesn't matter that you have a lot of Republicans in there and that it's hard. They can pass it with a simple majority, which they have. And yet the Democrats have continually failed to do that. That's Debbie Stabenow's fault. Now, they've had budgets passed by the Republican House, and they've been up. Tim Geithner says it's not that we don't have a solution, him meaning the Democrats. We just don't like the Republicans. Well, at least get it off the floor or onto the floor and vote for it. Senate Budget Chairman Kent Conrad, a Democrat, announced he would attempt to pass a Democratic budget out of his committee for the first time since 2009. He even had a press conference, and he basically mirrored the Bowles-Simpson deficit reduction plan that President Obama called for in 2010. But Senator Reid, Senate Majority Leader, squashed it. He said, no, we don't want to do that. And this failure has been since the passage of Obamacare. And why is that? It's not just election year. That's a big part of it. But the other part is they want to hide things from you. They want to hide the true cost of government from you. They want to hide the true cost of Obamacare. Make sure you vote the right way. They're running for office. They don't want to pass a budget. They're not doing their job. Maybe it's time for term limits. Or maybe they shouldn't be allowed to run consecutively. That would be my idea. Okay, let's take something from the stupid file. This Thursday, Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer, a Democrat, decided to go after Mitt Romney's family history regarding polygamy, stating that Hispanics would not approve of such a history because they're more Catholic-oriented. They don't approve of polygamy. But let's be fair, shall we? President Obama's got some polygamy in his past, too. His father was still married to a woman in Africa when he impregnated and got married to Ann Stanley. Is that a polygamist? By my definitions, it is. So was Obama's grandfather, polygamist, Africa, and his great-grandfather. Five wives his great-grandfather had, four his grandfather had, and his father had two. So, again, it's the ultimate in hypocrisy. I mean, not only are these people being hypocrites, they're being stupid about it because here they're talking about Romney, who's nowhere near a polygamist. And today, Mormons don't do that anyways. Maybe there's some crazy sects out in the middle of Utah doing that, but that's not what Mormons are about. You know, that's what Democrats and the liberal left want to do. They have no record to stand on, so they go for these inane and ignorant arguments of why you should not vote for this man. And yet they're so stupid they can't even look at their own side to see that there's a polygamist background on the Democratic presidential side. Hello? Where does this come from? How ignorant do they think we are? Is that part of the problem? The left seems to think they know everything, that they're smarter than us, that they know better than you, and that's why they want to control your life. And yet they're so ignorant, they can't even get this right. We're talking about polygamy for a presidential GOP candidate who has nothing to do with it. Not even close. Obama's closer to it. This is a story you can get on the Daily Drift. You've got to go to these. This is a nice family photo, extended family photo, if you know what I mean. Go to currentonline.com, CourantOnline.com. Click on the Daily Drift, and you'll see these same stories that I'm bringing to you. You'll go into better detail. A lot of times, there's really awesome video that you can use on it. We're going to go into a break, and when we come back, we'll try and rush to get through a lot of this information. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
With columns by Wham! Radio hosts like Theron X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading the current in an exotic faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on WHAM. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on Wham! Talk 1600.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Sit right there. I got to tell you something. I bet you know someone with type 2 diabetes. Guaranteed. You know why? Because one out of every three little kids is going to develop diabetes in their lifetime. That is going to lead to heart problems, strokes, and even blindness. I'm John Sally, and I'm telling you, it ain't got to be that way. Now, you can up your defenses by eating more fruits and vegetables, having more vegetarian and vegan meals. These steps can be the power plays to protect you and your family against the risk of diabetes. Learn more? Go to blockdiabetes.org.
If you're looking for someone with an opinion who isn't afraid to tell it like it is,
listener discretion is advised.
You need the Savage Nation on Wham! Talk 1600. Michael Savage, polarizing but completely compelling. Savage attacks stupidity of all types.
Didn't I tell you that it was the radical communists of the 1969 era who are now running America?
Tune in for the Savage Nation, weeknight 6 to 9 on Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
Okay, welcome back. You can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com, if you have comments. Or if you want to advertise or sponsor this show, feel free to call me, 679-1512. That's a 734 area code. Or email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. We were talking about some oil issues, and Mitt Romney is on the right side of the Keystone Pipeline. We're going to go with track five, Derek. This was from a speech that Romney made, I think, Thursday or Friday. And I'm glad I am supporting him because this is a decision. And he's actually starting to show a little more personality, too. Let's go with that track, Derek.
You know the road we're on with regards to energy. This is a president who says he likes all of the above. Do you hear that? He keeps saying that. I scratch my head because, you know, his EPA and other regulators have been trying to insinuate themselves into regulating natural gas and fracking. Hopefully they're backing away from that. I saw good news on that today. They made it harder and harder to mine coal and to use coal. They, of course, put a moratorium on drilling for oil in the Gulf and don't drill for oil in Anwar. We don't drill in the outer continental shelf. And so it does not seem like an all-of-the-above energy policy to me. And then I figured it out. The president does like all of the above. He likes all of the energy sources that come from above the ground. All right? So anything from below the ground, he doesn't like. Coal, oil, gas. We all like wind and solar. But we also like those below the ground. And if I become president, we will finally have an energy policy which is focused on keeping the hundreds of billions of dollars we spend a year buying energy from other people, keeping it here. And by the way, one person we will buy from, and that's oil from Canada, because I will build that pipeline if I have to myself. You know the road we're on.
That's what I want to hear from a presidential candidate. I want a guy who's going to push for domestic production, who's going to push for Canadian oil to come here instead of buying it from Saudi Arabia or Iran or Iraq or Kuwait. You know what's going to happen if we have the Israelis attack Iran? The Strait of Hormuz will be shut down. Gas will skyrocket overnight. And this tepid recovery that we seem to be having will stagnate immediately because gas will soar. So we need that domestic production. It should have been done 10, 20 years ago. We should have been working on it since the 70s when Jimmy Carter was in office. What was the whole point of having a Department of Energy? It had a sole purpose at that time back in the 70s, 71, whatever it was, to make sure we stopped using oil from abroad. And yet they have failed in their purpose. Maybe it's time to get rid of the Department of Energy because it's the Department of Lack of Energy. It's time to make that change. And I think Mitt Romney is the guy that's going to make that change. You got to support him. He's going to take those values and those messages of Gingrich, of Ron Paul, of Rick Santorum, and he's going to pull them in. It wouldn't surprise me if he'd be silly if he doesn't bring those three guys in and put them in some position in the cabinet. Will he? I don't know. I hope he does, because we need to solidify the party. But we need that pipeline. We need the jobs. And those are union jobs. If you're a union guy, you should be voting for Romney this time around, not for Obama, because Obama keeps knocking the pipeline down, doesn't want it. That goes against his agenda. He wants that $5, $6, $7 a gallon gasoline. That's what he wants. Instead, Obama goes the other way. Let's find somebody to blame these high oil prices on. Let's blame it on the speculators. Now, I've said this before. There is speculation, and I agree partly with this, but it's not the full amount. Let's listen to track six. This is Obama's solution for high gas prices.
We're announcing new steps to strengthen oversight of energy markets. Things that we can do administratively, we are doing. And I call on Congress to pass a package of measures to crack down on illegal activity and hold accountable those who manipulate the market for private gain at the expense of millions of working families. And be specific. First, Congress should provide immediate funding to put more cops on the beat to monitor activity in energy markets. This funding would also upgrade technology so that our surveillance and enforcement officers aren't hamstrung by older and less sophisticated tools than the ones that traders are using. Second, Congress should increase the civil and criminal penalties for illegal energy market manipulation and other illegal activities. So my plan would toughen key financial penalties tenfold and impose these penalties not just per violation, but for every day a violation occurs. Third, Congress should give the agency responsible for overseeing oil markets new authority to protect against volatility and excess speculation.
Okay, do you see the difference there? Romney's saying, let's let the market free. Let it loose. Let's get production up. Let's get more energy independent. And Obama, number one, he wants to spend more. Number two, he wants more surveillance. Do you like the idea of more surveillance for Obama and his cronies? Not me. Then he wants more laws, more regulation, more penalties. And lastly, more power to another dictatorial department of his that he controls. More regulation, more government. That's the difference. Instead of letting the market free to do its job, he wants more government. Is that what you want? Is that what you're going to vote for this year? Now, CNN is not my favorite, but let's hear track seven, and this is Ali Velshi, who is an expert in the field of oil markets. Let's hear him.
I don't know what he's talking about. That's how we're going to solve the problem. If you were to determine how much the price of a $100 barrel of oil right now, how much of that is due to manipulative speculation, there are some people who say it might be 10 bucks. Maybe it's 20 bucks. There are three reasons oil prices are high. Number one, world demand continues to be high for oil, not in America. Our demand for oil is actually lower. We are still 5% of the world's population. We still consume about 20 to 25% of the world's oil, but our demand is flattening out. It's China, it's India, it's places like that. World demand is growing. People who produce oil, countries and companies, manage their output so that oil prices stay high enough that they make a lot of money, like about 100 bucks, not so high that people say, I'm going to use less oil. So, that you know, the OPEC and the Saudis have sort of decided that 100 bucks a barrel is about where that works. And we export a whole lot of our gasoline now in the United States because we get more money. Companies that make gasoline get more money for selling it in other places because gasoline is more expensive almost everywhere else in the world than it.
Okay, so even the experts disagree with them. We don't need more regulation. The speculation is a part, but it's not the whole thing. It's demand worldwide. And Saudi Arabia can sell it to China and probably get better prices from us anyway. So we need to get that domestic production up here. Now, if you want to subsidize, let's get some subsidies to companies that keep that oil here and sell it to Americans instead of exporting it overseas. That's some government regulation that may be helpful. That's some government manipulation that may be helpful. Not more laws and surveillance and everything else. The blamer in chief is always looking for something to blame everyone else for. He can't take any responsibility for himself. Now, President Obama's reaching a new high with his campaign funding. We're almost running out of time here, but I want to try and get to something here. He had a $40,000 plate dinner right here in Metro Detroit at Denise Illich's. And $40,000 a plate. Are those one percenters supporting Obama? I want you to think about this. Go to the Daily Drift. Click on currentonline.com. Go to the Daily Drift and read up about the one percenters who are actually supporting Obama, not Romney. Think about that this week. Do your homework. We'll see you next week.